I mean, real talk. We about to turn the game upside down. That's on God.
I said, you already know, nigga, you don't got a flow. Before rap, you don't really got dough. Before rap, you don't really seen snow. In the kitchen, about to make some magic. Then blow it all in magic. Pull up in my partner in traffic. Gave it to him, it was all in plastic. All I know, I ain't trying to go to jail. Heard that shit, close thing to hell. When it step don't make it hard to sell. When you been where I been, make it hard to fail. Cause I'm the realest nigga in this. Y'all know if yours nigga hit magic in that 645. Valley say Jizzle nigga stand new shit, but everybody back, cause that nigga can't drive. Doors open up, I merge with 10 chains. Even back then it was calling me 10 chains. Ask me what I spend, I tell them it's no thing. If I had it added up, it'd cost me like 10 things. We used to take a little show money, just throw money. If it's on the flow, nigga, it's the flow money. If you brought it out the blow and you got it from the blow, then that's why the fuck they call the shit blow money. Still a realest nigga in this, y'all know it.
Good job first. 100 blue faces back to back. How you niggas act, niggas sipping act. Relax, never had to do that trap before I rap. Everything real.
Everything skill.
Skill sell a meal.
I'm right.
Still sell a meal.
True.
That's how I feel, yeah. Nigga, that's how I feel. That's how I feel. I got a handful of pills. My partner made the appeal. Look at my phone, who the bitch, I'm a cop. Walk in the mall and I buy all of y'all. Walk in the mall and I buy off the wall. Walk out that bitch and I go to ballet and I get in my car and I leave it like, Even my floor mats are fur. I coach the shooters like Kerr. I put the rims on the curb. I got some drink in reserve. I got no reason to lie to you. I am so fresh I can fly to you. I am so fresh I might fly by you. I know some killers to drive by. I talk to my watch like it's Knight Rider. I treat my porch like a tight rider. Look like a bonfire. I don't like pigs, don't make me hog tight. Yeah, that's how I feel.
Now that we made our halftime adjustments, welcome to the third quarter, boys.
Yo, what's up, everybody, and welcome to the third quarter, boys. I go by the name of Slim.
And it's your boy, Q.
Rome is in the building.
Rome is in the building.
What's poppin'?
Drop a bomb for us real quick.
Yes, we back in this bitch.
Yes, sir. That's a fact.
Shout out to the boys.
Shout out to the goddamn plug. Shout out to the weed, man.
Shout out to the weed man.
That's a fact. Yes, sir.
So, first of all, go ahead. Let's start. We're going to shout out. We got a new member of the team. He's going to be our visual and our social media guy.
Much needed. Welcome.
We got King Kai in the building.
Yes, sir. Give it up. King Kai in the building. Good vibes.
Yes, sir. All right. So, we got a new member. So, all the fans, y'all going to be seeing and hearing a lot from him. So, y'all spam his ass up.
And if they got it. Y'all see anything on there y'all don't like? There's no, we ain't say it.
It ain't us. It ain't us, guys.
Nah, but for real though, welcome to the team. We appreciate it.
Yeah, man. You know, yeah.
A lot of good stuff going on.
It's about to be fun.
So, shout out to the weed, man.
Always.
Okay, man.
I got to drop another bomb for us, man. We got to drop another bomb, man. Because I'm going to say this, man. If y'all been following us, we've been talking a lot about this Burn It Up. And Burn It Up will be dropping for y'all real fucking soon.
This week. That shit gonna be dropping with y'all stimulus checks. For real.
All facts. Speaking of stimulus checks.
Gotta get to the weed.
Okay, let's do that.
You know, we do, the weed of the show is Octane.
Octane, high octane.
Speaking of Burn It Up.
Yes, sir.
That's a little, if you follow what's going on, we might be reviewing Octane this week. We'll see how we feel tomorrow. We got some Octane. Shout out to Wee Man.
Always.
Met me on motherfucking... So we met at the Loud Plaza for the week, right? On my league, right? So, okay. Get the weed. Homie, dip out. So I go down the street to motherfucking... Perry's Pizza. get a big ass slice. They don't even take cash. You can't even goddamn.
They don't take cash. Don't take you gotta cash pay for that shit before.
Yeah. So I get the pizza. Come back down loud. It's two cops sitting in the motherfucking parking lot where we was just out. Like, oh shit.
Cops has been up though. They've been out crazy.
But
they ain't been fucking with nobody.
The goddamn munchies at the show. Yeah, they ain't been fucking with us.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
But the munchies at the show.
Y'all should know how we roll.
Sweetest fish.
Sweetest fish. Gang. Shout out to the Sweetest Fish.
We need a sponsor for the Sweetest Fish.
That's a fact, bro. We gotta drop one for the Sweetest Fish, bro. That's a fact.
For the tropical joint.
Oh God.
Got also got the Skittles pen.
Ooh, so drop lovely. Another bomb, y'all. God damn.
It tastes
so
lovely. It tastes just like Skittles.
That's a fact. We practicing a lot of social distancing right now. It's only four of us. You know how we usually be. It's usually like 20 people in this motherfucker.
The car fit.
Listen, yeah. I can taste the rainbow in that shit.
That's a fact. Oh man, pause.
I'll pause on that.
Caught that shit, man.
We back, people.
We is definitely back in the building.
I know, son. I know the vibes. So, where you gonna start? Where you niggas gonna start? There's so much.
We can start right where we supposed to with this corona.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, I'm happy right now because the shit is kind of curved. The curve is dropping for a lot of states. So it's seeming like shit about to get back to the way it should be.
I'm not happy with that. I like working from home.
Now, see, this is the thing, though. I was listening to Governor Cuomo today. He's like, niggas, just because the shit's getting fucking in supply toe, don't mean come back outside.
Yeah. Sorry,
don't mean fucking
y'all gonna react, go
goddamn have a concert, right. Goddamn day late. Stay your asses home still.
Right.
The way he broke it down was like, yo, say you're trying to lose weight, right? Okay, boom. You work your ass off 1 week, you lose 5 pounds. So the next 2 days, you're like, oh, fuck it. I lost 5 pounds. I could go. Let me go eat. Let me go Country Sweet. Let me go fucking whatever.
It's just going to get 5 times worse.
You're going to come back.
Right.
2 days later, you're going to get back on that scale.
Yeah, it's going to be right there.
You don't lose them 5 pounds forever, so...
That's a fact, though. That's a good ass analogy, and I mean, I'm just happy that it's going down to where it's like, yo, we should be able to get back soon enough to moving how shit was originally moving. I mean, I'm at the point where I'm all set with the Roni, bro. Like, I mean,
so
it was cool at first because niggas was getting to chill with their families and shit like that. Like, I have no problems with chilling with my kids and my wife and all that shit. We've been chilling. Yeah. We've been having funner than a bitch at my crib, but. At the same time, it's more so like, yo, we so used to moving around and not being stuck in the crib to where it's like, yo, this shit is gay, son. Like, damn, son.
That's tough, man.
It is. But as long as it's going down, we as a people should be all right. But we got to also continue to wash our hands and stay sanitary and shit because... We do not need this bitch coming back. But I also got a question, though, attached to this. After this shit is all said and done, what you think, what is one of the things that you just like, yo, fuck that, I ain't never doing this shit ever again. Like, it's over for that shit.
I might not go to concerts again. For at least a couple years.
Movie theaters is about to close. Ain't nobody going to the movie theaters.
Niggas I'm not about to go to no basketball games and football. I'm good, bro.
It's a dub on all that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody going to be iffy about it. You know what I mean?
Some niggas going to go up, but I'm
not. Some niggas
going to go up. I'm all set on the concerts. You want to get it late?
And that's where the fuck I'm conflicted, bro, because I have season passes. So I'm fucked. Yeah, man, you know what? Fuck that. I'm going to Darren Lake. I'm just going to have to wear them gloves. Put some gloves on my hands, kids. On my kids' hands.
Long lines where you can't be 6 feet away from somebody.
Sounds wrong.
You know what I mean?
That shit coming off.
Yeah.
Because think about the rides. You're not sitting right next to nobody at the rides. You know what I mean? The only problem is standing in lines. It ain't going to be no long lines no more at Darren Lake.
Yo, it ain't really gonna be too many long lines doing too much of nothing.
Best time to go to Ethereum, like, real shit.
To be real, I mean, that's just being real though, cause niggas ain't going. Mm-hmm. Niggas gonna be like, nah, bro, I'm all set with that shit. Like, well,
see, this my situation. So, I stopped going to work March 17th. That is the day I went to work, and that was the weekend before is when they shut the schools down. And I knew, like, so, okay, they shutting the schools down. So I'm already know, okay, mad people going to be having to stay home, be with the kids. So I'm about to stay home too.
It's because I want to go back to work.
Yeah, so I found a way to finesse it. I told them, they already thought I got a kid. So I'm like, yo, my girl work at the hospital. I do got to show you I work at the hospital. So
you getting a furlough?
Make it unemployment.
Oh, you get on a plane, okay.
Fuck
yeah.
It.
File for it and everything? Yeah, I know it was a long-ass waiting line. So,
so now that's how the whole shit went down. So, they was like, okay. I was like, yeah, so I ain't coming into work because I got to stay home with the kids. And so, but the real reason I didn't go to work because I fucking know niggas at work going to get the shit. So, we pretty much just waiting to get sick, bro.
Right.
We really much just waiting for somebody to get us sick.
And so, that's a good week. Shout out to me, man.
Every week I'm at home, I'm getting another email saying, oh, somebody at the plant got the coronavirus.
Yeah.
But we sanitized, we cleaned up, so y'all could come back to work. You know what I mean? Don't worry.
Yeah.
I got here.
Got like 3-4 emails. You know?
we did that about a week, just sanitizing everything before we sat down at our workstations. Right. And it was like, you know what? Y'all go home.
Just shut it down.
Yeah, shut it down.
So,
I'm not rolling, bro.
Going back, bro. So, pretty much they called me last Friday. They was like, so what you going
to
do?
I don't want to go back to the office either. They
was like, we want you to come back because we've been working on that. But I was like, yeah, but I got to be at home homeschooling. I'm tied up right now. So, they was like, yeah. So, once it's all figured out, you can come on back. I'm like, okay, I can still get a plan. She was like, yeah. I'm like, very well, I'll see you next later. So, firefighter employment over the weekend, and this shit gone retrograde, so pretty much.
You get back pay. It's
going to
be huge.
That's
so,
a fact.
That's how I finessed it when I went down to Virginia. I was getting unemployment, and I went down to Virginia and just started getting unemployment, so I was down there for like a good couple months. Good like 6 months, just chilling up the unemployment. So if this shit hurry up and ends, I can hurry up and go out to California on unemployment. Plus all the money I got saved up, plus all the extra shit going on.
Right.
Still be good for a while.
Yeah, that's a fact. It's like
shout out to Cuz.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know if there's something out here though. I don't think I'm gonna do again though. Like traveling is still gonna be on top of my list. I'm doing that.
I wanna move, but it's, I can't. California shut down.
I don't know, bro. I really don't know. Cause to be real with you, like my life is already set up to where I'm mostly just around me and mine. Yeah, I mean, I travel a lot, but I'm usually around.
Not one iota, except that I don't gotta go into the office no more. I've been saving money, not having to travel back and forth to the office. You know what I mean? I spend like $100 a week on travel.
Bruh,
I mean?
So but the what the kill the kill bill money. For that though is also, the food. Niggas is paying more in food now.
You know what I mean?
Then just fucking.
I was splurging that.
Because I just be stocking up. Because now what I do is I go grocery shopping for 4 days at a time. And then just, yeah, I go every 4 days.
And that's the hard part, though.
It's scary like, going to grocery shops.
Because now, is niggas going to go grocery shopping like, the same way? Like, how niggas going to be grocery shopping?
I just got to go and not touch nothing and not touch nobody.
I order a lot more Uber McDonald's since I've been working from home.
So it's like me, I don't know, though. I still go to the grocery store. I still do all of that shit.
Somebody at the top said by your house got the coronavirus.
What?
Mm-hmm. Got chopped by your house and gate. Somebody got it.
Sick. I don't even go there.
No.
Expensive ass motherfuckers. I don't fuck with Tops.
If you ain't got no bonus card.
Yeah, I mean, I got one. Even if it's still, like, you got to pay in bulk. You got to buy in bulk. If you don't buy in bulk,
it'll
it's
be
a
like Your shit have come up to $72, but if you got a bonus card, it'd be like $46.
Right. Come on. Like, that shit crazy. It is. It's super expensive. Let's start this, bro. So, yeah, that's a fact. But, I mean, I don't know. What's one thing you going to not do?
Not walk the stage.
That is a fact, bro. Mm-hmm. Them niggas is dead. That whole school shit got dead.
Oh, wow.
They ain't graduating.
Wow.
Yeah, it's over. It's over. School ain't coming back.
They gonna send you your diploma?
Yeah, they gonna mail it to us. Oh, I was about to say, so they gotta do a whole other year again or not?
Bro, if that would have had to happen?
Yeah, I'm still graduating.
Bro, y'all would have been super sick. Super sick.
You dropped it out, bitch.
Fact, man. Fuck this shit.
You dropped it out.
Oh, my God.
They gave y'all a computer or a tablet?
Yeah, they gave us a computer.
But at least y'all ain't got to do all that. Y'all got to do Regents exams and none of that shit. Like, they all got to do none of that shit. So now.
So this was your year to graduate?
Yeah.
Finals?
And it's over. Yeah, all that shit dead, bro.
No finals?
That shit dead, bro.
No, okay, I got a question about, so what about the college shit, though?
Fuck that. The college is different.
You ain't do no tours or, like.
Oh, yeah, ain't no tours.
Like,
nah, all that shit dead. Niggas ain't going back to college until they open that bitch back up. But here's the best thing about college. College is always online. So you can do an online course.
Going to Harvard right now.
I got to go online. They online.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the only way it's going to work. You ain't no going to class no more until this shit is like completely the fuck over.
Damn, you can't fuck no more college bitches.
But you can't do shit. Getting pussy is, I know getting pussy for niggas that's single is the worst right now, bro. Because they don't trust. They can't trust if a bitch got fucking corona or not.
Nah, bro. I'm still smashing on the regulars.
Yeah.
That's right. It's not been. If anything, the bitch been staying at my house even longer. I ain't been kicking the bitch came to go home. Usually she'll get up and go home in the morning, but
I gotta send her home.
Let's just stay right here. I'm gonna get a shower and make some breakfast, baby.
Around here for nigga said he's gonna stay longer. Fuck it.
Try to get settled in and shit.
Fuck anyway, it ain't nothing to do but lay down and watch movies and smash. Just let me eat.
Yo, bro, but after a while, no, son.
They get old. That's where you get a different whole bitch to come.
And then it's like, fuck. I don't want to keep fucking all day, every fucking day.
Yeah, you don't got there's nothing else to do. It's nothing.
But then, yo, that fucking get bored after a while, bro. Like, if you a nigga that get a lot of pussy or get pussy, bro, like, having sex is really not like the top priority of your brain. Like, it's not like that serious, so.
But if it's nothing else to do.
Right.
Yeah.
We smash her 4 times a day.
That's a fact.
That's death, though, bro.
We ain't got no kids neither. Smash her 4 times
a day. Yeah, that's death. I'm not rolling, bro. I'm the type of nigga, I'm going hard, I'm going to sleep. I'm not about to be doing all that extra shit.
It's a different story.
It's different. Like, it's different. I don't even want to exhaust ourselves like that, but we got kids and shit. Like, we be out here trying to have fun. Like, for me, once I'm done, bro, it's a wrap. Like, I'm going to sleep. Like,
30 minutes.
Yeah, it's over.
Oh, man.
This shit crazy.
I still got juice in the tank.
I still got juice in my tank too, but it's like
we don't got shit to do because it ain't nothing to do. But you got shit to do.
Yeah, I got kids and all that. Yeah,
my responsibility is taking care of myself.
So it's like it's different.
Nobody else.
I got shit to do. Chilling, bro. I got shit. Brian had shit to do in like 2 weeks, bro.
Yeah, that shit felt good to niggas, though. Okay. But you know it's going to be funny when niggas got to all go back to work.
They owe me.
Niggas is going to be tight, bro. Listen,
I was in your boat last year when I quit Kodak. Well, I got fired from Kodak. You know what I mean? I had to.
But we did it right, though. We did it right, though, because we had money, so we knew.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it.
Listen, I didn't have to work for the whole summer, like 6-7 months.
We did it right, though.
I was just chilling. You know what I mean?
Now what I'm thinking, though, if we just. Now imagine if we was just chilling at that shit, though. Imagine now. We quit now. We had at least 20 grand.
Man.
We at least had 20
grand. Think about it right now, like the 401k shit.
Yeah. It'd be at least at 20 grand right now. But fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't we needed that money right now, sir.
That place needed that money. Right now, sir. Like, what are they doing right now?
They probably still there. I can't do it. I'm not about to be around.
Employees working for making movies.
See, they might be, though.
Film cameras.
They might be. Because they're Illuminati, Kodak Illuminati.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That is that fact.
Kodak is owned by.
They're Illuminati company.
Boy, that's why they never go the fuck out.
They should still be in existence, right?
No, bro, they obsolete. So why the fuck is they still here?
They making Hollywood films.
They're trying to bring.
Yeah, but that's not bringing in the big bucks. Shit.
Who going to movies right now? That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying even in that, that's the question. Who's really going to? A lot of the movie industry is dying.
But they're moving on.
No, because niggas are streaming.
No, they stopped shooting. They're not shooting these films on. Digital no more, because you can't bend it the way you could do film. That's why they had us doing, like, pretty much the only reason we was open, the film division, was because we was making Hollywood films. Like, there's nothing else.
That's it.
The whole building, the rest of the building was shut down and just smoking spots.
So now there's no Hollywood movies being made.
They still making Hollywood movies. You think they ain't shooting movies no more right now?
But I mean, on certain films, they ain't shooting them on film.
So who you think got it worse?
Digital.
Who you think got it worse right now? Street performers.
They do.
Dumb niggas.
Bartenders.
They are shooting Hollywood movies on film.
Strippers.
Like that's all.
Strippers is good because they can get only on fan pages and shit like that.
Yo, OnlyFans is by far right now.
They can get on IG. They can get on.
Shout out to Rosa Costa.
And they can fucking go crazy. That ain't gonna slow nothing down. You got but niggas still, like Tory Lanez fucking paying bitches.
Yeah, you see Boozy Live.
Internet
radio. As long as them niggas
alive. Quarantine radio.
So you don't think the strippers is hurting right now?
Nah, them strippers ain't hurting, bro.
Okay.
Strippers ain't hurting.
Shout out to
the bartenders is hurting. The street performers is hurting.
The rappers is hurting.
Rapper, yeah.
Yeah, no more shows.
The ones who ain't got the brand money. like that.
You doing shows that on the road money is gone.
Yeah, that's an access to what 30 bands plus a show.
That's a show
for a regular person. A regular artist, like a young. Yeah, you're about 30 bands a show.
Yeah.
You gotta
and then maybe if you got what 40 shows lined up.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you, want
the, unless you want a radio list.
God damn, yeah, that grind, bro. Like Tech N9ne and them niggas, them niggas be on the road.
I mean, everybody's, it's like really the coronavirus. They don't got no, they don't give a fuck who you is.
Right.
These niggas ain't got no medical care, no benefits. They ain't got no 401k. They don't got no.
The rappers,
you know what I mean? The rappers, yeah.
Well, they got to buy it.
Fucked up.
Yeah, so do you feel like, do you feel some type of way that rappers or rich people, basketball players, people with money are getting tested
kind of
whenever?
The rappers aren't rich.
Before regular people? Like, do you feel like you could just, the money kind
of... I'll say the status will give you opportunity that... The money and status will give you opportunity that the normals can't. Like, we as normal people don't have access to a test or some shit, whereas if I got $1 million, like, if I got millions of dollars and I'm a name out here, I'm a celebrity, I might be able to get my hands on it quicker than the average person.
Right. So, let's get a basketball real quick. Touch back.
Yeah. Shit, man. We got to give a goddamn... a heartfelt apology to the boy Karl Anthony Towns, man. His mom died of the corona. And man, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't wanna like be like lighthearted about it, but was it really the corona that she passed from? Like, cause a lot of things at this point. Fuck, if anybody die of anything at this point, they gonna consider it to be because of the corona. Like, you could have had...
Nah, they test you. Even if you already passed away, they test you first.
Okay, well, that's what I want to know. Okay, so if she died of the corona, then okay. Because I know some people that's dying of the complications or just...
Anything.
Yeah, and then they...
Yeah, now they still test you after.
Oh, man.
So, yo, everything ready over. You, like, what you gonna do?
Yeah.
If you're the NBA, you guys, it's over. Do you feel like LeBron, there was a big thing with LeBron over the weekend where he was like, yo, do you feel like he'll have any closure to the season?
LeBron,
does
mad.
Does he feel like, yo, did his best chance in a couple of years at a fourth
got took away. Got took the fuck away.
Ain't no KD to say today.
Say KD, I know he happy as a bitch. Like, yeah.
Steph Curry to say today.
And I know all of them niggas is happy right now. Like, yo, what
so
the fuck?
So, this is what I was thinking, though. Okay, so say shit blows over and niggas come back. We come back in June and they're like, okay, we'll play 15 games and have a playoff.
It's like, yeah.
Or we'll do whatever. Okay. Before the season started, right? There was like Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson probably a comeback towards halfway through the season. Mm-hmm. Then they seen this landscape, they were like, now them niggas out the whole season. Do you think maybe KD and Klay could come back for a tournament maybe?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like if KD is smart, he just sit it
but
out.
But wouldn't you though? Wait, why not though? If no, he was already going to come back in January.
You got to think. If he's coming back to playoff basketball.
What if they give him? They gonna give him primers though. They is gonna give them niggas primers. You can't whip right now though.
You coming in the playoff basketball? Yo, now, they still shoot. Working out. They still.
Yeah,
that's
all you can do is work out. You can't really.
They still doing anything, but if you doing it like that, it'd be stupid because you coming into playoff basketball. Like I was saying. Playoff basketball is way more intense. It's way more, like, everything is way...
Do you think whatever will happen, the title doesn't mean...
It don't mean too much. It had an effect. It'd be like, you know, in that last shutout season where LeBron them won and everybody wanted to kind of shit on them. Like, it was a shutout season. Nobody... Like, there's going to be something like that where niggas not really going to put too much emphasis on it. But at the end of the day, if the season the playoffs was to start today...
They were supposed to.
Shit.
It's playoff time now.
I mean, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know how they gonna cut this shit. Like, they might as well just let the season rock out. In like June, July, they need to test everybody before, make sure everybody's straight before they do this shit, and then.
I know what goddamn.
If you got it, you got it. You can't play. You can't come around. If you don't,
know
you should be straight.
Is, right? You know today, Mamba Day, right?
Word. Okay.
4 years ago today, my boy he went out with the 60 piece. I named my dog after today, bro. I named my dog because Kobe fucking dropped 60 on the bitch, bro. Yeah. You know, I got
bad lights getting.
Ooh. Where's that Virginia? You was with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had a baddie. She was cute as a bitch.
She got some big titties.
Ron wanted to put his meat in.
Shit.
Yeah. Name my
man. He was supposed to smash the other chick. I forgot her name, though.
Talking about the white bitch?
No, the other chick. The little light skinned one. The little rapper bitch. I forgot her name. Yeah, he was supposed to smash her.
Man.
My cousin was
cop
blocking me the whole time.
Yeah, he cop blocked me the whole time. But I don't remember. I wouldn't be able to juggle all that. That was too much for me. Because them bitches gangster down there.
Yeah.
But yo, Kobe gave us 60 today, bro. 4 years ago.
Alright, shout out Kobe, man.
Mamba Day.
Rest in peace, Kobe.
Yeah, his daughter, Gigi.
And Gigi.
Definitely.
The damn. The world ain't the same, bro. The world ain't
yo,
the same.
That
kind of
like kicked the. That kind of like just kicked
everything off.
That was the day my grandma passed the same morning.
Yeah.
It was just like downhill. That whole. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Then this corona shit really started popping. Yeah. It was this shit. This.
You heard about all the locusts in Africa? You hear about that? The locusts take over Africa? They getting tore up by them locusts?
Damn!
Okay, so we'll take a break. Let's take a break, people. It's about time. We'll take a break. And then we'll come back. How that sound, people?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
We back, people. Okay, so stimulus, bro. How we feeling about this stimulus? Niggas is getting their checks. Niggas is getting pending notices, all type of wild boy shit.
So how much are we looking at? How much is they talking about sending out to people?
Every adult citizen is getting $1,200.
Oh, shit. Okay.
If you have children, they'll give you an additional $500. If you are a couple, they'll give you $24. So, yeah. Niggas is getting their bread, though.
So y'all got an email over the weekend now saying, yeah, your shit, we got your shit, and
yeah,
it should be here on the 15th. So my thing is, I find it kind of funny that same people pressed about this $1,200 is the same people that was on Facebook with the tax money $5,000. You just had $5,000 2 months ago.
Right.
I'm not going to blow $5,000 in 2 months unless I buy a car or something. But
right. Unless you got some real bills.
I don't know, bro. Like, your niggas is pressed about that $1,200. But a lot of people need it, though. A lot of people do need it because shit is real. Like, niggas not going to work.
Bro, yeah.
$1,200 is like
a week and a half. Pay, nah, that'll pay niggas like rent for the month, or that'll pay like rent and some other shit for
but
niggas.
Still, I'm saying that's not even like a paycheck and a half, or that's like
for certain
that's
people.
That's like almost two. Like that's probably 2 weeks of paychecks for the average person.
Yeah,
probably about $600 a week.
Yeah. So they pretty much give me your 2 weeks.
We've been out of work for almost a month and a half.
Right.
Yeah, 2 months
that's,
now.
That's not gonna do nothing. But
we're gonna need another one.
Yeah, they giving they gonna do that. They're gonna issue another one to people.
As long as they get me another
but
one, I'm cool.
My thing is also
right now.
How fucked up the unemployment situation is.
Yeah.
That shit's so back the fuck up, and it's like
I mean, they people fixed don't. It was, but they fixed it. Like every government system is gonna crash when there's so many people. Cause like yo, I just signed up for unemployment Saturday night, but they fixed it the day before.
Right.
Day before they fixed it, they took the system down and you know, brought it
so
back
your
up.
Shit went through right away.
Yeah. So they sent me a thing, and today, this morning, I got up. Cause today Monday, right? Yeah. Today I got up and applied, saying I ain't worked last week, retrograded all my shit. So they were like, okay, this is your wait week. So they were like, next week you should get your bread, and yeah,
I might be. And they giving you $600 on top of that shit. So
I don't know about the extra $600 though.
Nah, they definitely giving you $600 on top of that shit, bro.
I know I'm gonna get the back pay for March 17th, and that's like a couple weeks.
So and I'm telling you, bro, they add $600 to everybody's
I think
everybody's check
every
for every week.
Only thing
they added
$600.
Well, I think that's only if your job shut down.
Right.
Only if your job shut down, actually shut down.
Because our office shut down.
If you got furloughed and shit like that, if you getting shit like that, like now they saying niggas is getting that extra bank, bro.
Because they gave you it was like a separate option for that extra $600. They're like, if your business or if your job shut down because of coronavirus, and the extra $600 shit.
Boy, like, so your job shut down because of corona? Fuck the niggas.
No, I shut my job down.
Verizon
shut down. I shut them niggas down, bro.
Fuck that.
They ain't shut Verizon down. They're not
gonna
do
it.
If my wife, because I mean, they shut her. Her place of business is working with people, so they had to shut that shit down.
My only issue is they need to reassess what essential is, because like yo. My job, they saying they're essential, but we don't make healthcare products. We're not making nothing essential to the fight. Essential should be essential to the fight of coronavirus right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
What was that making voting machines?
We make radios for the military.
Oh, okay.
But that's essential.
It is,
but it's not. Because
yeah.
I know.
Essential to the government.
I was a radio operator in the military that using the shits we made, we got stockpiles
and
shit.
Like right now,
if we don't make another radio for 5 months,
we need another stockpile of radios.
Like, that's not essential to the fight right now.
You know what's funny? The fact that you do say that's fucking facts. You was a goddamn radio operator in the fucking military. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now that you say, like, yo, we making these shits for these niggas. We don't need this shit.
Yeah, he got
more of an insight at what's going on. Like, he should be able to walk up to the dudes like, yo, bro, listen, I was a radio operator in the military, bro. We don't need these shits right now. You can shut this shit down, bro.
They selfish. Like, they're selfish. We need essential.
Oh, man.
Because when I'm in the military, we using radios 20 years old. Get out of here. They just being selfish. They not trying to shut no business down. They not trying to be behind. We was already trying to catch up. Why we not trying to be behind 6 months? Like, y'all ain't gonna have to eat it up and take this out or lose half your workforce.
You know how many businesses is taking those super duper losses right now?
We losing over $1 billion.
But they say they're gonna get bailed out. Yeah. So, again, everybody,
that's why I'm chilling. That's why I'm about to just chill. Make sure my stimulus check come. Make sure my unemployment come. Make sure my weed money come. Make sure my pussy come. And I can get on the internet.
Literally.
Leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Don't touch me. Leave me alone. Facts. I'm good. I'll be good. Governor Cuomo said it's going to be at least another 14 to 18 months until things get back to normal.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like a jail bed. Sounds like 2 years to me. Yeah. So,
almost 2 years.
Make sure my money's straight. I'm good.
So if that's the case, yeah, they're gonna have to be busting at least 2 more checks before it's all said and done.
They gotta cancel rent. Rent got you gotta get canceled, bro.
I'm worried about my.
They're gonna have to cancel. Yo, but that again, that fucks up. Our economy is gonna be so.
It already is.
No, bro, listen, but you don't understand how bad it's gonna get though. It might be bad now.
We losing
but when
a
we get to
eventually
that point,
more stores are going to have to start closing.
Yo, it's going to be crazy. Like,
we're not going to have a choice but to keep shit open.
But the bailout is going to be so massive to where, again,
but yo,
we're still going to be in a huge deficit. Our dollar is going to be worth
so
shit.
So this is the thing that I learned. This is the thing that I learned about this whole situation, bro. They can print up money whenever the fuck they want, bro.
But it ain't going to be worth nothing.
Who do we really owe?
Everybody.
Okay, but look.
We trillions in the debt, right?
You know with who? I tell you with who.
China.
Nope. I tell you with who. The bank. The banking corporation of England or something like something like that.
They buy up all these countries.
The Rothschilds and the big billionaire,
yeah,
the
like
big niggas, yeah, all them niggas
on the railroads and
yeah,
shit.
Them niggas is they run the fucking
if
world.
If your money go through the central banking system, I think then you control by them.
Yeah, everything is controlled by them.
So, but that's the thing though,
they own us.
If it's a humanitarian crisis, which they probably started because that's what they do, because they do shit like this.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not gonna go there, but. If it's a true humanitarian crisis, fuck who we owe. Honestly, fuck who we owe.
But again, it matters. You want to know why? Because then, what is the money coming to us going to really matter?
Right.
Because then, when we get the money, if we can't spend it nowhere and we just got money, and they be like, you know what? Man, fuck this money. We done printed too much money. This shit ain't worth nothing. What we going to do with it?
We got to buy food.
It's niggas never, ain't the food gonna go up. You wanna know not why? Because the dollar has went down.
It's never
so
not
money,
gonna,
food gonna go up.
It's never not gonna be a time where money. I feel like money is gonna be obsolete.
But it might not be obsolete. But the worth of it is
obsolete.
Gonna go down.
Yeah, you're right about that. I'm not obsolete or not being able. Where it's
you
can
use
can
it, but it ain't gonna be
it's
worth shit.
It's always gonna be something where we can spend.
So a $20 bill might be less. Like it might be worth $10. So if you got to get a loaf of bread, that loaf of bread go from $1 to being $7.
That's not gonna happen anytime soon,
man. If this shit keep up, yeah, it could, bro. Cause then at the end of the day, you got to think about it like this: if people are not making money into that aspect, and all of these goods have to be created,
I think we're still in control of it. If we get to get to the wintertime and it's still crazy, then we got a problem.
This is what I'm sick about. Because if we can't do nothing for the summer, it's like we've been winterized whole year.
You know what they're saying about this plateau? You know what this plateau is? 700 people dying a day. Like, that's not no curve. Like, it's not like, oh, you know, people stop dying.
It's, listen.
It's straightened out that 7 people 100 dying a day is that's the normal.
That's bad. Like, people. Holy okay.
Shit, bro.
I'm gonna give y'all a piece of advice that I've acquired.
Okay.
If you are feeling ill in any way, any fucking way, if it feels like the flu, a cold, corona, get some tonic water, Schweppes preferably, or Q Spectacular, and get some zinc. Find out what your body weight and all that shit is, and be able to take as I think the max might be 150 milligrams a day. Don't quote me, please do your research. But those two things will curve that all of that. It'll help all of that. I'm not saying a cure, because you know, with all the health industry things, if you say something about a cure, they're gonna cancel you. They're gonna get you out of here. So I'm not going to say it's going to cure anything, but you will not have all them symptoms and all that. You can get rid of that thing a lot faster. They are using these things in hospitals all over the world. Please. Because they don't have any medicine for you people. They don't have nothing for you. Nothing is available. So please, these are at-home remedies. If you guys are home quarantined the way y'all should be and y'all feeling sick, please try these things. It'll make you feel 100% better within the same day. So, trust and believe that. Please do your research on it. It's a component in the tonic water that is very. It helps fight the disease. It helps release. Now, go do some research on it. Tonic water and zinc. Those two, the two components together, is gonna do it. I promise you that. But. Again, this shit is gonna be crazy, bro.
I've heard some good home remedies.
This shit gonna be crazy. This home, but all of them ain't legit. And what you can't do is go based on the home remedy that might in turn not help you. What I suggest always is, if you're feeling any type of way, if you have your things that you fight normal flu and cold symptoms with, mm-hmm. you keep a lot of vitamins and you eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. Those is what I prefer. I mean, medicine is in the fruit, the food, and your food is your medicine. If you eat correctly, you can also fight this situation.
Of keeping your levels constant, you know what I mean? Your pH balance level.
Niggas eat a lot of meat. Y'all more susceptible to getting sick to this shit. I'll tell you that right now. If you eat a lot of meat, that's the reason why you niggas is getting sick like this.
Why they advocate a alkaline diet,
or we've been really advocating for a whole food plant base, because again, you get back to the roots of what it was. If you go back to in history, if you go all the way back in history, from the beginning, our people, I'm talking humans, have been eating plant-based diets. It wasn't until go back. Okay, how about this? Go ask your ancestors. Go ask the old people from South Carolina and all them. Ask them what their diets were. They gonna tell you they eat a lot of meat. Whoa. They eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. They eat a lot of shit. They grew a lot of shit like that. They wasn't eating a lot of meat.
I was bringing it back to.
You can even go further even back, bro. Like, they didn't eat a lot of meat. They ate meat to survive in certain areas. But most people, even my Indian people, they didn't eat a lot of meat like that. They ate a lot of fruits and vegetables and all of that shit like that. They ate very much plant-based. A lot of them. That's the diet.
It depends on your theory of evolution. Because someone say that we developed from apes and monkeys.
Don't even hit me over the head with that bullshit.
The reason that we became smart and humanized is because we ate meat. That was the
difference. That's bullshit, bro.
That's our brain bullshit. Developed more. That's after bullshit. We have that protein
that's
in our
bullshit,
diet,
bro.
Instead of eating plants. I'm just giving you what the
don't
what
even. They say I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You want to know why? Because if you can, you can look at any theory that they place as far as this evolution bullshit, and you can prove it not to be theoretically true. Because you can look at anything in the wild now. They're not eating meat. They're eating plant-based. If you look at any animal in the wild, they're eating plant-based other than the ones that eat meat, like the carnivoric animals. If you look at any apes or anything like that, they're eating plant-based, bro. If you look at any fucking buffaloes, any cows, any, they're eating plant-based. They're not eating meat.
And I'm going to play devil's advocate. They're not progressing as an evolutionary chain as
humans. Man, listen, they're not. But humans never came into an existence of having to even evolve. Bro, we didn't have to.
They have.
No, they didn't, bro.
Skulls and fossils.
No, bro, I'm not trying to hear that. Of
humans transitioning from
one side to the other. You choose to believe that, then that's on you, bro.
So you don't believe the skulls?
I don't care to believe none of that shit. That shit ain't. That's actual
physical evidence. Man, I ain't. What else do you need?
I'm not rolling, bro, because they can do a lot of shit, bro.
I understand, like, not believing in God. I don't believe in Jesus Christ and all of that. Nah. But there's
evidence of all of that, too.
I don't believe in dinosaurs.
That's evidence of all of that shit, too.
Dinosaurs existed?
I mean, listen, I'm going to tell you like this. Dinosaurs may have or may have not existed. I can't tell you that factually because I don't know because I wasn't there. That's just where I'm at with it. I don't know.
Is the earth flat?
I, again, don't know because I wasn't there when it was created. All I know is what I walk on, and that's it.
I'm just talking naturally.
Me knowing plant-based, this is information brought back. You can look in, even in the Bible, bro, they have this shit. People were plant-based before they was eating all this meat and shit like that. You can even looking back into the history, look in the Quran, look at all that shit, bro. In the
Bible times, yeah.
Hey, that's where the original man was made.
Still
when
killing lambs.
But that was sacrificial shit. It wasn't for them to eat it. It was only the kings. You were naming the kings. You were naming kings and people that were felt like they were gods themselves, so they were doing whatever the fuck they want to. But if you're talking religious people, they were not eating meat like that.
What are we talking about?
I'm talking about the original man. If you want to go back,
is that before they were hunting for woolly mammoths?
All that bush. Everything was plant based. No,
they were making coats out of them shit.
Adam and Eve started out plant based, bro. They weren't eating out no goddamn. They weren't eating out no damn no animals. They was eating plant based. You can go in the Bible and look at that. They was eating of the fruits of the shit of the earth. They wasn't eating no meat. It wasn't until they got kicked out of Eden that they were eating meat, if you want to go based off the biblical text. Now, if people want to go based off of that, then no, they didn't eat meat until they got to a certain point. And even then they didn't eat meat. It was only the people that were felt like they were above the rest that they were eating meat. Other people didn't do that shit. They ate very much plant-based. That's why they lived so fucking long, bro. They lived super fucking long.
Yeah, I know. That was a fact.
So, they wasn't contaminating their bodies with all of this shit that, I mean, these animals that, you don't know what they feeding these, you don't know what they doing to these animals. You don't know how they killing these animals. You don't know what's going on. You know that when you kill an animal and they're not happy when they die, they let off this pheromone or whatever it is into their meat and then it causes the meat to go bad. So we don't know how they're treating these meat. You don't know how they doing all this stuff. You don't know what they. We just don't know.
How do you kill an animal nicely?
What you have to do is kill a animal quick. You can't
let it know it's about to die.
Yeah, you can't. Traumatize it. Yeah, you can't like shoot it and then let it like linger and then shoot it again. That's how. I mean, most of the time when hunters do that, they don't kill the meat. They don't kill the animal for the meat. They kill it for the sport. So it's not like it's different. All of this shit, we wasn't doing that shit until a certain amount of time and people felt like, okay, I can eat whatever. Cool.
Like we was killing but animals for a long time.
Your original people wasn't eating meat, bro. I'm telling you they weren't eating meat. So I'm telling you. How about this? When you eat meat, how do you feel?
Good if it's a steak.
Are you tired? Are you active? Like, how you feel? Droggy? Like, what do you feel?
You want me to say it made me sleepy?
Nah, I feel like
I feel like it's just like anything else.
Have you ever tried plant based?
Nah, plant based diet.
Okay, well then I urge you to try it, and then you tell me the difference, and then you'd be like, okay, just go a week, just go a week.
Lack of energy right now, like the last, you know what I mean, months I've been having lack of energy. So I'm.
And what have you been eating?
Meat.
A lot of it, probably, huh?
Chicken, steak,
burgers, probably
burgers,
all that fries, shit. Yeah, a lot of grease and meat. Bruh, if you, bro, listen, man. I'll show you some shit that'll blow your mind, bro. But again, do your research, people, because this type of stuff like this, it'll help y'all prolong all this stuff if y'all figure out how to move within this corona shit, because, if you make sure your body within it is clean and it's able to fight this virus, it won't linger so damn long.
Pizza.
I mean, it is what it is, though. And especially when people get colds, that's why they can't fight them bitches off. Because it's like the shit they eat.
All right, so let's get into something else.
All right,
some shit for y'all. So
fuck the coronavirus.
Yeah, fuck
all
coronavirus.
Day.
So
shout out to the weed man.
Done coronavirus. You see Sierra out here. Buckles on the jacket, it's elite. Doing the shit, that's wet. Nike crossbody, got a piece
in. Got a dance, but it's really on the street. Drake? I'ma show you. Or is that Russell?
That's Russ.
Don't you wanna dance with me? No, I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could give you the this hard though. It's a
thriller in the always got some more.
She can still dance. Don't you wanna dance with me? No,
I could dance like Michael Jackson. Yeah, rest lost.
He don't know what to do. Yeah, that's not his vibe. That's not his feel. Right. But I mean, I get it. He's still vibing though.
Yeah.
He look like Drake. He can pull the moves off though. He rolling.
Yeah,
he
know
that's how Drake could be in the video, cause he don't know how to dance either.
Nice skin vibes.
Right.
See,
he all he do is playing Drake. That's how he can be. That shit fire.
It's a video?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so then they go Baby Future, right? So cool little fan of the video, yeah. Right? Look at the captions though. Since here's Russell taking care of that man's family, like see.
Why niggas gotta be so petty, right. Bruh?
Like, why?
He is married to that woman. He that nigga.
This is where I'm about to come. This is where I'm about to, like, I got an issue with this shit. Like, why can't we talk about Future for hours? We can talk about Future for hours, about all his songs and all his good shit. We don't got to bring Sierra one time, bro.
Nope.
We don't got to bring her up, not one time. But anytime Sierra has to do anything, you can't bring her up without mentioning him. Like, they can't. It always has to be like a spike. Like, she be planning that shit, bro. So.
You think she writing off Drake with?
Nah, we not talking about Drake. We talking about. Yeah. So say you had a baby mom, right? Mm-hmm. Say y'all had a kid together, right? Mm-hmm. Say y'all break up, right? So she moves on, right? Mm-hmm. She gets married, right? Mm-hmm. To a respectable guy.
Sure.
He doesn't mean any harm to your baby. He only wants the best.
Wow.
He's not.
Yeah.
She lived. They live together.
As every day.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, how would you feel if they were on social media taking pictures, all three of them together? You know, they have...
With your kid?
Right.
I'll be pissed off.
Would that make you feel any kind of way? Yeah. Even though you know they have a decent relationship.
Yep.
The guy is not... He doesn't mean any harm.
Yep. I'm still going to feel some kind of way.
Right.
I don't care. I'm
still
going
to feel some kind of way.
You take a picture with my kid?
This is the only thing Future said. Future was like, okay, Russ. He hadn't said anything to him. He's like, okay, if you're a man, Russell Wilson... You know as a man what she's doing with these pictures, and when she does this, the reaction it gets, right? Mm. So, as a man, you need to be like, I need you to chill out with this social media. Because you know what you're doing, and you know you need, you know what I mean?
You know them kids got a daddy.
And not even having a daddy is just the perception, the drama it causes.
Man.
You know what I mean? Do you... Do you feel any type of way about that?
Would
you
Man,
feel
I'm going to say way? This. If I'm Russell and I'm taking care of my family, which in turn would be not my kid, but someone else's kid, but I'm married to his mom. I'm taking care of them. I'm not worried about all that extra shit. Man, listen, I'm the one taking care of this dude. I love the nigga like he my own. Well, I don't care about all that extra shit. Like, y'all niggas doing the whole most just to try to get a reaction out of me. Like, I don't care about all that. And cool. All that extra shit, Future can't control shit. Can't nobody control nothing about what the fuck goes on in they fucking house. It's not going on, bro. This nigga pays the bills to whatever the fuck goes on over there. He's married to that nigga's mom, bro. There's nothing that you can do about this shit. Y'all can be as mad as y'all want to as whatever fans or whatever fucking stands or whatever you want. There's nothing y'all can do.
A nigga gonna be upset if somebody taking pictures with you.
Man, fuck. What is you gonna do? Future, what you should have did was take care of your motherfucking responsibilities if you that mad, nigga. What the fuck? Like, niggas can't be fucking mad. Like, I'm tired of hearing about this shit. Like, niggas be...
I'm just pointing out.
Nah, niggas just be doing the most, bro.
I don't got that situation. Thank God.
But niggas just be doing the most. It's nothing you can do, bro. Like, you had your chance and you fucked it up. You didn't want to take
that
chance.
No, that's the thing, though. Future not saying nothing.
But these stands are. He need to check his stands.
No, it's not the stands either.
So who's saying?
It's the Sierra stands.
Is Sierra stands saying something?
Anytime she does
it. Well, then she need to check them niggas.
Anytime she does it, they're going to... Tag the shit out of Future. I'm tag the shit out of Future. Do all the crazy things. Tag it out of shit.
Check them niggas, man.
So, like, fuck, I mean, they're obviously, they shit is in the limelight. That's something you got to deal with. That's something you signed up for. Unless you want all that money, your shit is in the fucking open, right?
But god damn, though, bruh. Like, why every time she put up a video, her, like, niggas got to be trying to put Future into it? Like,
right, that's what I'm saying. Why can we always talk about Future without Sierra? But anytime, like, why is that all? Why do they always have to, like?
Because niggas want to create some type of drama, bro. Like,
so the only thing that I know, so when every time I see this start to come back up, the next thing I see, Sierra about to drop a single.
Oh shit!
Sierra about to drop a single.
Yeah,
they happen every single time. But I swear to God, it happen every time. She tried to drum up the club, drop a single. They go double cardboard. And then everybody move on.
My God.
Stop playing, bro. I'm telling you.
I'm dead.
I'm sorry, bro.
Double cardboard.
If she about to drop sleep. A single,
it is funny because all these people be going so hard for the motherfucking people that they so-called ride for. And don't no album sales and none of that shit come with none of that. Y'all be doing all of this fronting, doing all of this extra shit. Y'all tagging all this shit.
Is she dropping an album soon?
And don't nobody be copping niggas that, fucking...
That she about to drop a weird ass
single. Like, what the fuck? How does that shit work?
So, that's the thing. Okay, so now let's transition into the difference between people when they be like, oh, so I got a billion streams. I got a million streams, right? Besides Drake, besides the established artists. Why do they have all these streams... But when the album drops...
No sales.
You had a million something streams, but you only got 30,000.
Because niggas songs being playlists, that's why.
But you got 30,000... Because
niggas songs being playlists, that's why, bro.
Album, if you can get it.
I ain't even about that. If all 80 of your songs aren't a fucking playlist...
That's what I'm saying.
No, why the fuck do I need to go buy the album?
So that's the thing. This only buy your albums of certain artists I like Jay-Z or somebody I really
But if
really
you don't heard them all, why even go buy it?
Well, if he drops something new.
Okay.
The only certain artists I like, I'll buy.
This
is how the game fucked everything up. Okay, you got Apple Music, you got Spotify. You just got play. Like, okay, the album dropped, right? I'm going to just bump the album.
I didn't feel the need to
I'm already paying for the album because I'm paying $10 a month.
I didn't feel the need to contribute to Kanye West's album.
All right. But look, how do you listen to music? Where do you go? How do you on your phone? How do you listen to music on your phone?
Apple Music.
You pay for that?
YouTube.
You pay for Apple Music?
I go to YouTube.
No? Because you work for Verizon?
Well, I don't use... I go to Dat Pip.
All right, so...
You listen to mixtapes.
People who use Apple Music, people who use Spotify, the major platforms, the Tidal, you paying $10 a month for a brand new album. You paying for anything. So anytime somebody drops an album, say Drake drops a 22-track album, right? I'm not going to buy the album because it's already on here. I might download the songs that I like. I think
they paid them in advance, though, for shit like that.
Yeah, I might pay them for the songs. You get paid off the streams.
The distributors.
They paid for the rights.
They paid for the rights.
And they get them money, and then now they can put it on there. So, like, he got a deal with Apple. Like, Drake, he got a deal with Apple. So, anything that he comes out with is going to come right out. But they got to cut him a check. Right. They cut him a check already for maybe, what, 70 million or some shit like that. So, they boom. So, now when we get your album, it don't matter what how many numbers it do. Nigga, we already paid you in advance for this shit.
And you know,
so now y'all can pay the $10, but they going to get their money back. They going to get their money back already. So, it don't matter.
Basically, which is the, now it's on the online.
Streaming, bro.
But he's getting the money from them to distribute all his records.
Where the fuck do you even go buy a CD from, bro?
Bro, it's still record stores, yeah, but why? Probably, that shit is obsolete. Who the fuck listen to CD players?
You got to order on Amazon.
Yeah, who listen to CD players, bro?
In the cars, though.
Bro, listen. No, some I don't even know do. Niggas in CD. But I got a CD player and don't even use that shit.
You should.
No, but I'd rather listen to the radio, bro.
See, no. That's what you bug.
Nah, because I'm a top 40 nigga, I told you.
Nah, you got to go into the hood, the day rap stores, and grab some bootleg mixtapes.
But they don't be having my shit,
they
so
do. They don't have anything you want. Anything just came out.
But here's the thing. I don't listen to too much hip-hop.
Or even then, right. Even then, go to Walmart, get your little $5 set of 40 blank CDs, pop it in here, and download all the songs you want. Download you a Kevin Gates mix.
But then, here's the thing. With the music that I listen to, bruh.
Ain't nobody about to listen to no. I'm not about to listen to no motherfucking 105.5 The Beast or 105.5
The Beast. I listen, but here's my thing. I listen. But here's the thing. This is where I kill y'all. I more so listen to like 97.9 and 106.7.
I listen to the same thing, but I fuck with that music, bro.
Like, I listen to that type of music.
I travel a lot.
And everywhere I go, this is the music that I'm hearing. I don't hear a lot of hip-hop and a lot of R&B a lot of places. When you go through these cities, these states, when you're driving, you don't get to hear all of this music. So you got to listen to the radio sometimes. Your Wi-Fi go out or your internet to the from the phone will go out when you ain't on no connection to shit.
You pop in a CD and you lit.
Bro, we rather listen to the radio because, I mean, my kids, I can't listen to certain shit with my kids. Mm-hmm. So, I rather listen to Top 40 when they're not cussing all the fucking time. And this actually some good music where we can actually, my kids can be singing instead of them talking some shit. Like, shake that ass, bitch. I'm not doing that.
I rather listen to gospel music, bro, we be having that shit on too.
104.9. I listen to that type of music because I also have kids in the fucking car. Yeah. I'm not about to have these niggas listening to some buzz shit, bro. I just don't want to do that. If I rather listen to hip-hop, it'll be them radio stations where they not really cursing too much, where they not really getting a real censored version. So, I mean, it got to be like that. I can't go get no... Or we listen to old school on our phones and shit like that. Like, I mean, we can't really put too much on because of the shit, how shit move. We don't want our kids really... on that type of time. I mean, we did a good job. We're doing a good job by keeping them niggas kind of away from that type of life. So,
What would you do if you found Black Youngster album on Q's phone? What I would say is,
I would ask him, what is his favorite song? And I would listen to his favorite song. Okay. And then I would ask him, what's your connection to this? If you can't find a connection for me, or if you can't find an understanding, or you can't let me understand as to why you like this music, you can't listen to this.
What about it sounds good?
It sounds good, but you can't tell me that Black Youngster sounds good when you can't barely understand what Black Youngster's talking about.
You said the same for Young Thug,
I came in from the beginning, and Thug was, he was rapping with lyrics, and you can understand what he was saying. It wasn't until he got to this melodic old lean bag and that he was really doing that shit, and that was later on. But at early Thug, you can understand what he was saying when I first got into him. So,
you're not going to say, so you saying no.
I would hear him out. Okay. And that's what, I would start by hearing him out. But if he can't explain it to me, then, okay, now we can't roll because I don't care if it sound good to you. What he stands for and what he's promoting is not for you at this point in your life. So you.
What is a good age for you to think they should, that
when my son busts his first nut.
What was your first rap albums? What was your first rap albums that y'all started listening to?
EPMD.
Because, you know, I listened to a lot of Top 40 and shit like that until 2000.
Bro, listen, I'm going to tell you like this. My first CD I ever bought was not a rap album.
How old? I want to know your age as well.
I heard, but here's the thing. I heard rap music around.
Yeah, really.
I heard rap music around all the time. I grew up in the church, so I was never exposed to rap like that, other than going to like my grandmother's crib or being around my pops or going around my other cousins that wasn't really in the church and shit like that.
Because at first, your parents was like, at my age, my mom was like, what is all that crazy shit?
Yeah, my mom was just rolling. She was into like Kenny G and like Sade and like soft R&B or like that auntie music. And church music. It wasn't
what
like
was, I played Onyx for my mom.
What was the first what was the first rap album y'all really connected to? I'm gonna say for me, it was Get Rich or Die Trying in like what was it, 2000? That was the first rap album where I got it from my homeboy at school for like $5. That nigga was selling the bootlegs. Shit just came out. And I went home and put in my little CD player headphones on. Get Rich or Die Trying, the first rap album I really connected to.
I'm going to tell you like this. I was the total opposite. I grew up in the hood, but I was one of those niggas in the hood that grew up on boy bands.
Okay.
My first, I was listening to like
Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys.
Okay, yeah, we was nigga, I did that.
My first CD I was really on was Maroon 5. Like, okay. I wasn't really into that heavy hip hop. So I listened to Lloyd Banks with my cousin.
I got a
like,
question. Now I got a question since you said the boy bands really, real quick. Remember we was talking about we was going to give a little battles real quick, right?
Right.
Okay. So, I'm going to give you three. I know that's fire. Give you three, and these three should battle. And I want you to give me a winner. Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. And 98 degrees. Can they hang?
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you like this. This is my realm, bro.
I'm about to go small circle.
But I'm gonna tell you
hit battle.
No, okay. So I'm gonna tell you this. NSYNC will win that hands down. Hands fucking down, they will win that. There's no way in hell that these niggas will be able to keep up. Backstreet has a few that more than fucking 98 degrees. Yes. But when it comes down to it, NSYNC is just too, it got too much. Bro, every album went fucking platinum.
Okay.
Every album. There's not a song that wasn't on one album that niggas didn't know.
I used to fuck with them more than Backstreet.
Everybody.
Let me ask you this, what y'all know about Pink Floyd?
Man, we ain't digging. That's some old. That's beyond me. I'm gonna tell you like this. Listen, I know about them. And listen, we know about them. Reason being because their music is always being sampled. But again, I listen to a lot of that type of music too. Soft rock and all of that shit like that.
Because it's beyond what we work at.
Alternative. I listen to all that
soft rock. That's not soft.
Alternative. I'm going there. Heavy metal. I like Linkin Park. I like Pearl fucking. Jam. I like Evanescence.
All right, I got some more for y'all. I don't want to get off topic. I got some more for y'all.
You talking to the right one.
All right, so I got three more for y'all. Let's get into the Spanish Julies. Well, not Julies, because they're not. Ricky Martin.
Okay.
Enrique Iglesias.
Okay.
Ooh.
Carlos Santana.
What are you talking about?
Hold on, bro. You violent. You gotta chill. You gotta relax. You gotta relax. Here's the thing, because Carlos Santana has a lot of. He got the two his three biggest hits. His three biggest hits is
Maria.
He has one with Rob Stone. And then he has one with this other lady. I got this on tap. What do you want? Boy, listen to me. I am a Carlos Santana fan. Stop playing with me, bro. Listen, this is the bitch that I grew up on.
But you are wildin'.
You are dismissing Ricky Martin and Enrique Iglesias. Listen, fuck Ricky Martin. Fuck Ricky Martin. Fuck this. Fuck Ricky Martin. Enrique Iglesias, though? You cannot.
No,
bro. You cannot, bro. You are bugging, bro. You know, no, you can't, no, bro. You fucking tripping, bro.
Listen,
bro.
He's idol.
Carlos Santana.
Bro, listen, no, that bro, listen, that's not true because there are two different realms, bro. They come in the same music, but they yet you can't compare them to because one's a guitarist and one is an actual singer.
So who else should we go in?
There's a difference, bro. You can't do that.
So who else should we? Who else should we?
So I go. We can go. Wait. Okay. Rike is gonna win hands down as far as R&B.
Over Ricky.
Yeah. Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah. Yo, bro, he got some smashes, bro. Yeah, Enrique got some smashes, my
Ricky
nigga.
Got the, they all got Chinese music.
He got, no, listen, Ricky Martin has one song that everybody, Living in Vida Loca, is the biggest hit that he's ever created. Yeah. Other than that, nigga, Enrique, no, bro, listen, right. Enrique is the man, bro.
So now, Rome, let's get into your bag real quick.
Yeah, what's the question?
Let's get into your bag.
What's the question?
You got motherfucking Onyx.
I got Onyx versus matter of fact, I got one for you.
Battle.
I got one for you.
First. Yeah.
Onyx. I got one for you. Let's do Razz Effects or Dazz Effects, and fucking what's the nigga's name?
Around the Dazz Effects times was the EPMD.
EPMD.
Footmo Squad. The Naughty by Nature and them.
And a head battle, who you got? EPMD?
Or Dazz Effects?
EPMD or Onyx?
EPMD or Onyx?
Onyx is more 90s.
Okay, so what's say them for Rough Riders?
Nah, they're a two-man crew. They're a two-man crew.
Onyx got more mainstream
hits. I don't know, bro.
EPMD got more underground hits.
Mainstream? Name me a mainstream Onyx song.
Any of these shits. Damn.
I never heard of Onyx. Bro, I've
no,
never
it's
heard
not,
of
not. Well, what you consider mainstream is not
I've
mainstream.
I've never heard of an Onyx song, bro.
Yeah, I not now. You wouldn't hear
period.
It.
Period.
Or, I mean.
You gotta break it up for me,
in
bro.
Era.
They
so,
cause I don't, I've never heard, I've never was exposed to them niggas, man.
They all right, so. Let's go, G right. Unit.
Ooh, okay.
Dipset, or the Lox, in a hit battle. In a hit battle, hit for hit.
G Unit's coming out of there. G Unit's coming out. 50 Cent himself is just gonna win. It's gonna be heavy between them and Dipset. It's gonna be heavy between them, man. Listen, now go individual. Now go individual, cause there's more niggas in Dipset and there's more niggas in G Unit.
Right.
Cause you so that off rip.
Let's just take 50 Banks and Buck. 50 Lloyd Banks and Buck.
See.
And then we'll take the three locks. And then we'll take.
Cam, Jewels, and
Jimmy.
Boy, I'm sorry. I'm going with the Dips, nigga.
You going with Dips, huh?
I'm going with the Dips. Oh. I'm sorry, bro, because, you know, Jewel's got more hits than Young Buck.
Oh, nah.
What?
Nah.
Bro, you gotta think. Jewel's was coming out with an album with Lil Wayne.
I would rather listen to Lloyd Banks than Jewel Santana.
But we not going with Jewel's and Lloyd Banks. We going Lloyd Banks and Jim Jones.
Lloyd Banks was Jim Jones. That's not even...
Oh my God.
Jimmy got one. He got one.
Which one?
Listen.
Which one is that?
The Violin.
No, bro. Listen.
He got one.
No. He got me. Remember, Summer in Miami? Let's just jump back to that. Let's jump back to Summer in Miami.
Lloyd Banks got Hands Up, On Fire.
Bro, can I throw this back
entire, the entire Hunger for More washes Jimmy, bro.
Put your fingers. Throw your guns in the air. Do y'all not remember that?
Yeah.
This was old. Throw your guns in the air. But like
yo,
you just
I swear to God, I don't remember that, bro. No, bro. I don't know. No Onyx, bro. I'm telling you.
It's this 1993. 1993.
I wasn't. That's beyond that. No, bro. Listen, I was maybe six.
Oh, man.
Who are you fucking with? G Unit, Dipset, or Lox?
Hip- I know JDK, so I'm going to fuck with the Lox all day.
So, you know, I got one. I got a good motherfucker.
Hold up, bro. Because I'm sorry. Jim Jones, bro.
I'm not running with Jim Jones over Lloyd Banks.
Balling?
What? Yeah. Did he just say that? Those words come
and
out.
Then,
Jim Jones over Lloyd Banks? As far as a hit battle?
And then Max B wrote all his shits. No.
You think?
No, Max B wrote that nigga Jim Jones shit.
You think?
What was the name of his whole run?
Balling.
Are we balling the dub? I know you hate it. What? Are we dead?
The Hunger for More kills
you. Yo, that, Pop Champagne?
No, the Lloyd Banks, his whole...
That was Jimmy.
The Hunger for More.
Crump Music with him and Jewels? Bruh, nah. Certified Gangsta, bro.
What he got by himself, bro? Listen,
Jimmy got some shit, bro. He got Billboard handbowers.
So 50 versus Cam.
50 versus Cam? Now that's gonna be a wonderful battle.
He got more hits than anybody.
Yeah, 50 got, but listen, I'm sorry, we gotta go into semantics here. Because now you gotta think about what we classifying as hits, because if you playing shit in New York, it's different from playing shit. Cause if New York, if we talk about, I'm having New York bias.
50
mixtape.
50 got the mixtape.
Yo, listen, no. That's the mixtapes, the albums, not the mixtapes.
G-Unit mixtapes are way better than Dipset mixtapes.
Stop.
I was listening to more Dipset.
G-Unit radios was too fire.
Oh my god. You know what I got with that?
Nelly or Ja Rule.
Old school 50 was fire.
Nelly or Ja Rule, who got more hits?
Who?
Nelly or Ja Rule?
Nelly. Ja Rule.
Nope.
You think Nelly got more hits than Ja Rule?
Nelly or Ja Rule?
I don't think so.
This nigga said Ja Rule of Brother.
This the last block?
But I'm from New York, so
Bro, listen to me. Do you understand who the fuck Nelly is, bro? This nigga had a song with NSYNC called what? Gone? Or is that, No,
yeah, that got over and over again.
But he had, over on with Tim McGraw. Come on, man. You bugging, bro. He crossed platforms. He crossed different genres of music. You are bugging, bro. Nelly was way bigger.
It's getting hotter here. It's better than what's Ja Rule's best hit? You can't. Ja Rule don't got nothing without a shot.
Bro, listen.
He don't got nothing by himself. Like, that's smack.
No, nigga.
Clap back.
Ja Rule 336, man. That album, Vinny Vedovici.
Bro, listen, he got albums. Listen, Nelly got them shits Starts too, bro. What is wrong with you, bro?
Air Force Ones.
Bro, listen, bro. St. Luke. I don't even want to believe that Ja Rule, bro, you are bugging, bro.
You're gonna have to play that album.
No,
nigga.
Bro, you bugging. This nigga Justin Timberlake. Anybody coast? Listen, niggas is co-signing the shit out of Nelly before they co-sign the fuck out of Ja Rule.
Oh, all right, so let's get into this here a little bit. Meek Mill. Meek Mill or 2 Chainz.
He had niggas going like this, bro. Are you what? Bro, you wildin', bro. He had niggas wearing fucking band-aids under their eyes, bro. Come on, man. Stop it, bro. This nigga Ja Rule stole Tupac swag. At what point was Ja Rule original? Fucking, he had niggas wearing jerseys the way niggas was wearing jerseys. Come on, he had niggas really talking about Air Force Ones. Man, come on, man, stop it, man. Nelly was epic to the fucking coach. He was more bigger to the coach than Ja Rule. Nick, man.
All right, so
that's a close battle.
We got a couple more. Meek Mill or 2 Chainz.
Meek Mill.
Who got more hits?
2 Chainz.
Meek Mill.
Nope, Meek Mill do. I'm sorry. 2 Chainz, I got him. Yeah, I'm sorry. Meek Mill's. 2 Chainz is my. I would prefer listening to 2 Chainz over Meek Mill's, but Meek Mill's has more hits. Yeah.
Fabulous said.
Yeah. Here's the last one. Fab or Kiss?
Oh, Kiss all day. Kiss.
As far as hits.
Let's just go catalog.
Catalog?
Overall catalog.
I'm running with Fab. Boy, like, Fab been doing it.
Kiss been doing it,
but he.
That's close.
He'll give us, like, one good. Fab give us shit. Over and over and over and over and over. It's consistent. Never, no Kiss, Fab never fell off, bro.
No whack album ever.
He probably did, bro. I'm like, sure he did.
That one was, it flopped, but it wasn't.
He be flopping.
But I mean, I'm gonna tell you like this though.
He not mainstream like
I,
that.
I'm more of a fan of Jadakiss than I am a Fabulous.
Thank you.
If we're talking catalog, you're not about to tell me Soul Tape 1, Soul Tape 2, Soul Tape 3.
I wasn't a Fab fan.
All the funeral like music. Funeral music 1, funeral music 2.
Fab. It wasn't until he made Lituation that I got into Fab.
Fab got too much, like,
he
consistent,
do,
consistent
he
music,
do.
Bro.
He do. I ain't gonna hold Jada, you. Jada. And that's why it's a good battle, because Jadakiss does too. Even with him being a lock.
He got good timeless music. He got good timeless.
Hold on, I got one. Beanie Siegel or Jadakiss? That was a classic battle. When them two's going back and forth.
I'm gonna go. I'm not gonna fuck with Beanie.
Beanie don't got no music for the last 10 years.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the hits.
So we can't the hits. Period. He don't got more hits than Jadakiss.
Hell,
but
no.
This Corona shit done fucked everything up. So we gonna make the best of it though. We gonna make the best of it. So, if y'all like what y'all heard, y'all know where to find us. Y'all can find us on Spotify. Y'all can find us on Apple. Y'all can find us on Google Podcasts. Y'all can find us on iHeartRadio. Shout out to iHeartRadio. Y'all can find us on Instagram at Third Quarter Boys. And Facebook, Third Quarter Boys.
Yes, sir.
Look out for Burn It Up. It'll be up. Till next time.
Peace out.
We holla at y'all.